We're STARS, the special team on autism research and stuff, and we worked with Mayu Nishimura and for the Griebel expertise training. So we're going to run through this fairly quickly. Our motivation, we wanted to help improve the facial processing in individuals with autism. These are not individuals with autism, these are the faces that we wanted the individuals with autism to process better. They look kind of funny. Okay, our main question, can improvements in global processing transfer to better face processing? So what is global processing? Well, if we remember from the Saturday lecture, we have two different types of setups. We have the consistent and the inconsistent. We basically take big letters and we put small letters to make up the big letters of the same letter. So this is an S, and we have small S's. This is an H, and we have small H's. And the inconsistent case is we have big letters and then different letters that make up the big letters. So we have little H's to make up a big S, small S's to make up a big H. So global processing would be identifying the big letters. Local processing would be identifying the little letters. So we have evidence for priming that if they're told to identify the little letters, they'll do good, and if they're told to identify the big letters, they'll do good. Yeah, sorry. Okay. But the training as to how to make global processing or local processing better is a little unclear. So we'll run through that. Our strategy. Train people to individuate novel objects, which are the Griebels, which we all know of by now, to improve global processing implicitly. So global processing is, in a sense, needed for facial processing or holistic processing. So what we need to do is figure out a way, because autistic people have an aversion to faces, to get them to be better at holistic processing or global processing. So that's why we set up these tasks, and that's why we do the Griebel training, which was explained on Saturday and Monday, Tuesday. Why Griebels? Well, Griebel training engages the FFA. And like I said, autistic people have an aversion to faces that make Griebels preferable. And individuation is important for holistic processing. Keep on, we're powering through this. So our method. We had 12 participants, typically developing individuals, four males, and they were aged 18 to 51. It's a wide stretch. Our Griebel training, we had 10.
Who were the other eight?
What? Female. yeah, we were contemplating that when we were putting this together, if we should put that in there, but it was intuitive. So, Griebel training, over a course of 3 days, an hour and a half each day, every participant had to learn 10 Griebels. And the Griebels were introduced two at a time for the first 1.5 days, and then they were practiced for the next 1.5 days. So by the end of this, they became Griebel experts. Our overview. So in our pretest, we basically set it up so we have four things we're testing. We have face discrimination, object recognition, or object discrimination, Griebel discrimination, and a global local test. So that's the first thing that the participants are exposed to when they come into our study. Then they do this whole long stretch of Griebel training, which is the Griebel gender inspection, the individual recognition, the Griebel individual inspection, and then the verification. And then the post-test is the same as the pre-test. So these are the four different types of tests. This is the global local, like was mentioned before. We have the gender and identity test for the facial recognition. We have the Griebel generalization, which has four different levels. Walter, go.
The participants are shown two faces at a time, and they're asked whether or not these faces are the same or different. In the gender condition, the individuals are different, and the gender is different as well. So the hypothesis is that that will be faster because it's across not only an individual bound, but a gender boundary as well. And then an identity, the gender is the same, but the identity is different. So that's that.
And do basic family gender, and just do the Griebels and the objects too.
Okay, the same idea goes through the other two post and pre-tests. These are basically the levels of categorization that are involved when you are asked if these two pictures are the same or different. So in the basic condition for the Griebel discrimination, you have to decide whether it's a Griebel, and then it's compared to an object like a hat. So the hypothesis is that that's easy because that's a basic level discrimination. Family, again, that crosses the boundary at family. So the griebels are organized so that different shapes correspond to different families. And as you can see there, they look a little bit more different than the gender or individual differences. So continuing on the gender then is where the difference is only with gender. So they're the same basic, same family, gender, and then individual, same gender, but different individual. So.
Yeah. Then we have basic, subordinate, and exemplar, examples of objects. Basic, they're completely different. Subordinate, is they're kind of similar, like these flowers, and then exemplars, they're both roses. So. Now we go, griebel training, oh my gosh. Next slide. Okay, so we're all gonna become griebel experts. This is the fixation point, everyone look at the screen. Oh, go. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is, you're new in our subject, or you're a new subject in our experiment. Oh, this is Zeke, right? Now you have to press same or different. So what are we gonna press? Same. Oh, you got it right, good job. This is what the participants were exposed to. Oh, this is the next one. It says Paz, you have to press same or different. If the words match up with the picture. We're gonna press same. Right, we got it right, good job. Okay, is this James? Oh, we're gonna press same. Oh, we got it wrong. Well, if you're a participant in our experiment, that's what you saw for 4.5 hours. Pretty much from start to finish. It was grueling, but press same or different. So typical griebel training. Basically, what we want to mention here is this is proportion correct, and this is mean reaction time. Basically, as the trials go on, people get better, expertise, and they get faster, the two characteristics of expertise. And this was all totally explained Saturday and Monday, so we're just pushing through. In our autism case study, we have this sort of ceiling effect with mean accuracy. In the beginning, it starts off, or the first training session starts off a little sketchy, but towards the end, it just ceilings. It gets good or faster. Whatever. Mean reaction time. He once again, this autism or this individual with autism gets faster. So he's an expert at griebels. So here's our STARS accuracy. This is our training accuracy data. And it pretty much stays ceiling the whole way through. We have day one, day two, and day three broken up at the bottom. So day one, we learned 6. Day two, we learned the other 4, and day 3, we were just trained on the whole set of 10. And each of these, pretty much, this big drop is between 4 and kind of 6, which is why we have this 5% dip. But all of this, it's pretty much at ceiling, and there's no significant difference between any one point, right? Yep. Okay.
Did anybody get 100%?
Yeah, yeah. Go, Walter. Go.
I'm not sure if anyone got 100%, actually. It's all the way through.
The whole way through.
The task itself was fairly repetitive, and I'm not sure that everyone spent the time to make sure that every response that they had was correct. Because this is, each point here is in a session that had probably 150 trials of just same or different, like we saw before. So.
Okay, reaction time improves over the days or over the trials. We have, in this case study, well, go Walter, go.
Okay, so after the training, which we saw was more or less successful because they could distinguish the griebels and they got faster. So we made the conclusion that they had actually learned the griebels. We're now starting to discuss the post-test results. So this is the autism case study. This is the results for one individual who, on the griebel discrimination. So if you remember, the 4 levels that we had in the post-test, basic, family, gender, and individual. And you can see that the reaction times for basic are faster across the board than the other conditions, which we expected because the basic categories are easier to tell. This is telling a greeble from a hat, so that's easier than the other cases. But you can also see that there's no improvement in the basic condition from pretest, which is called baseline here, to post-training. The other cases, there is also really no significant improvement between the cases, except for individuals. So that makes sense, because this person with autism was trained on the individuals, so at the end he got a little bit faster at identifying which individuals were which.
Yep.
Would you know if this was a high-functioning?
Yes, he was high-functioning.
Our accuracy is pretty much over the basic family, gender, individual, and identical proportion correct. For the Griebels, is pretty much nothing is significant. So between pretest and post-test, we didn't really have any difference between the results. So Griebel discrimination reaction time, pretest, post-test, people generally got faster at everything, is not the result that we necessarily wanted. We wanted people to be just really fast at individuals. Global local autism case study. So in the pretest, the individual autism that was studied, or that was that went through this experiment, had pretty bad, well, his local processing stayed flat, but he got worse at global processing. And, that's not how we interpret it. Sorry, go Walter, go, I screwed up.
Okay, so you can see in the pretest that this individual is showing the typical results with autism, that the local processing is faster. So in autism, it's been shown that people focus on, for example, in this task, they focus on the small letters that make up the big letter at the expense of getting the holistic picture. And you can see that in the reaction time data for the pretest, where the local time is faster than the global in both the consistent and inconsistent cases. But then in the post-test, this is after the Griebel training, which was hoped would improve the global processing. And so the results here are interesting, because global and local are more comparable, but they're not exactly what we wanted, because it looks like local just got worse as opposed to global getting better, which is what we had hoped for.
Global is getting better
for the consistent. But that's not a significant difference, right?
Right. It wasn't actually a significant difference.
Our accuracy, we have for our trials, the global and the local, and then consistent and inconsistent. We have no significant difference between our pretest and post-test on our S and H test, our global-local test. Our reaction times, they did improve, but there was no significant difference.
Yep. There.
That's a reoccurring theme.
So,
our reaction time,
these are the differences in this between the pretest, or this is pretest reaction time minus post-test reaction time, and there's no significant difference. Our face discrimination comparing our study to. He actually got worse in reaction time from the beginning to the end in gender and individuation, which we wanted the other way around. We wanted to get better by the time he was done.
Yeah. Well, you could have, why we didn't see what we expected? Go, Walter, go.
if you can be patient for a bit, we'll try and discuss that after we show all of the results that didn't get what we expected.
Our accuracy, no significant difference between pretest and post-test, pretest, post-test, pretest, post-test, on gender and individual discrimination. Everyone did get faster. This is also the trend, but there's no significant difference between pretest and post-test. Between, gender and individual recognition. Then that's mean reaction, reaction time in milliseconds. Median. Object discrimination. This is telling the difference between the rose and the basketball. And we have the basic, subordinate, and exemplar cases. Basic is, this is a basic discrimination. Subordinate would be if there were two flowers, and exemplar is if it's two roses. The individual with autism, it's kind of all over the place with this. He starts off well with subordinate, but I mean, there is improvement, but it's not significant. And there's pretty much no improvement with the basic and no improvement with exemplar. Our accuracy shows this is the one thing that we need to point out in the exemplar level. It was basically, the reason we believe that accuracy was a little screwy here was we did not give the right instructions when they had to press same or different on the task. It's easy to tell at the basic level if these two things are the same or different. But when you're given pretty much no instructions and you're asked to identify if this flower is the same, people oftentimes would decide, yes, flowers are the same thing. And then at the exemplar level, they didn't know if it meant the same picture or if it meant like a different picture type thing. What we were supposed to get is it's the exact same picture if it's the same. And if it's not the exact same picture, then you press different. But those instructions weren't given, so that's why we have that gap. Or that's why we believe we have that gap. Object discrimination, reaction time. Between pretest and post-test, everyone got faster. And that's just the general thing of this whole trial. Everyone got faster at everything. So, Walter, go. You can think we have a little caveat to that.
Oh, okay. So you saw that we had four post-tests. So the first one was Griebel discrimination, and that's the one that we expected them to do better on because they were trained with Griebels directly. And they did get faster. So at that point, we weren't sure whether that was going to transfer to global processing or to faces or to objects. So it was a good sign that they got better at Griebels. But then after that, we looked at the faces, and they got faster at that. There's a potential for transfer from the Griebel training to the faces because they got faster. But then as you move on to objects, you see that they just got faster at everything, which leads us to believe that there's probably just an effect of sitting in front of the computer hitting S and D over and over again while stimuli are being flashed at you. Because the object condition shouldn't necessarily involve the configural and holistic processing that you would see in faces. So our hypothesis that the Griebel training would transfer to better global processing, which would then transfer to better face processing, didn't seem to be supported because they just got faster at everything.
Yep. So now we've reached our conclusions. The subjects did manage to learn the 10 Griebels within 3 days of training, which is good. Subjects showed faster reaction times on all post-tests, which Walter just explained is kind of bad, but good at the same time. We have improvement does not appear to be related to individual Griebel training. So that's unfortunate. And unexpectedly, subjects did not show specific improvements in global processing. Good job. Comparisons. Well, we compared our study with this one autism case study, and we used the same protocol, but they had 10 sessions spread out over 1 month, and we had 3 sessions in 3 days that were condensed from this same paradigm. It's all hour and a half each day. broken up like that. The original Griebel study that was explained to us on Saturday required the people to learn 30 Griebels in one session a day over the course of 10 days, and 30 Griebels were much more similar and could not be learned based on singular features. So they had a lot more variation in their Griebels than we did. Ease of task. Pros and cons. This task was easy. It was less demand on memory. This task is easy for adolescents because there's less demand on memory, and there's only one male and one female from each family. In the Griebel data set that we could pull from, they have different families and then different male genders inside of each family, and they have a large set of this. But if you want to simplify things, you just take one male and female from each family. That way you don't have these difficult individual comparisons, whether the horns are like this or the horns are like that. Subtle, minute differences. Okay, cons. Less holistic processing necessary and not enough exemplars to generalize. Different timing. Pros, this was a fast test, and we did it relatively quickly in a period of 3 days. But the cons, we don't know if there's going to be less, or we're pretty sure there's going to be less long-term retention due to the spacing effect. So I'll probably forget these Griebels pretty soon, but they're in there right now. The explanation, task was easy, and people use local features to identify features. We surveyed our participants at the end of finishing, and, oh, okay, 5 minutes. Global, 3 of the participants said that they holistically processed the Griebels, 6 said they focused on individual features, and 3 said they focused on both. We had 12 participants total. Training was too condensed. That's another explanation as to why we got the results that we got. If we had spread it out over a month, we'd have different results. Typically developing individuals are already faced with experts, therefore there won't typically be improvement. We used typically twice. Star suggestions for improvement. Space the training out, make the task more difficult, choose Griebels that cannot be learned based on local features, and there are more direct approaches to getting individuals with autism to have better perceptual expertise. And that's the Let's Face It, right? Yeah, the Let's Face It application, which is kind of cool. Our only significant effect in this entire study was our friends' fondness, starting at session, we had 15 sessions over 3 days, but starting at the beginning, our friends were really happy to try and help out, and they realized that they were there for a really long time, and then it peaked at the end of the first day, and then, the next day they're happy again, they like us, kind of, and in the end, they were happy to finish, so we just have to hit this gap right here and then be good friends again. We also made eigengriebels. We're just trying to implement some of the tools that we learned in boot camp. And these are the basic Griebels, the eigengriebels. And this is the morphed favorite Griebel. Also on our survey, everyone wrote what or who their favorite Griebel was and why. A lot of people like Zeke, so Zeke is the one that has the most weight in this picture. So these round things are the characteristics of Zeke. And then all these other shadow portions are, actually this big shadow right here is paws. I don't know if you could see it, but that's the morphed favorite Griebel. And this is the mean Griebel. This is all the Griebels in the data set combined into one. And this is what it looks like. The other image didn't really come out, so we're good with this one. And we're done. So thank you, Mayu, who's our TA, and Gary and Andrew, and everyone else. Stars Finn.
Work for the autism kids, right? Or I don't know if they're adults.
He was a 28-year-old adult.
Okay. And has anyone ever shown transfer of global or local processing from training on one kind of stimuli to another?
There is evidence from one paper, McCray and Lewis in 2002, where subjects were required to watch a video of a robbery. Where they could see the participants, and then afterwards they were primed with this global-local task. So one group was asked to name the local letter, the small letter, and the other group was asked to name the big letter, And the group that was asked to name the big letter was better at remembering which face appeared in the video than the other group. But that it has actually been difficult to replicate in other studies. So.
Okay, so I guess I wouldn't expect global processing to transfer between domains so much. Maybe from, you know, one type of, I mean, when even between races, global and holistic processing doesn't transfer so well. different races of faces. I'd be skeptical that that would transfer from Griebels to faces or from Griebels to H's and S's.
Right. Right. That's a warranted skepticism, I would say. There was actually another study where the global local processing was shown to affect the taste of wine, something like that. So I'm not sure what relevance that has, but there's another example of it transferring.
I guess it's one of these cases where the analgesic answer actually hurts you. So, you know, if you say that the FFA does this holistic processing or something, and so let's amp up the FFA and then you'll be better at holistic processing. That's not what my model says, and that's, I wouldn't expect it.
Right. No, yeah. That's right. There. I mean, as we saw from our results, there was basically no transfer to any of the, I mean, it was a long chain that we had to go through from Griebels to global processing to face discrimination, and I don't think any of those links really are strong.
Yeah, I guess one other comment is that your friends would like you better if you made the tasks more variable. Like in the original Griebel training, there was naming, there was discrimination, there was labeling, or I forget, verification.
Right.
And there's only one task here, right?
Right.
That you do over and over and over again.
Yes.
For hours. I don't know. I guess that's because that's the protocol you found that worked for people with autism.
Well, that was...
They don't like different tasks. They like sameness. Yeah.
Right. So to compare to that case study, we had to use the same protocol. And the... her rationale for making it the same and really easy was that she wanted it, because no one had ever seen whether someone with autism could learn Griebels at all. So she went with the safe bet and made the protocol really easy, but it was just too easy in general.
Well, you only have the one autism subject, so that's one nice thing about neuropsychology. You only... You can do with an N of one, but didn't look like they improved on anything.
No.
So, okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.